Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I did something that I haven't done in quite a while. Go to a restaurant. Even before Rona times, I didn't go to restaurants too much at home. Now, when I traveled, of course, I went to restaurants all the time. So, it's not all that unusual other than the fact that I've been home for more than a year. It has been, I don't know, this is the longest I've been home in 25 years. And yeah, we went out tonight for a friend's birthday, and we went to a restaurant, and things are, I don't know, they're open, you're not at full capacity by any stretch of the imagination. And of course, the workers are wearing masks, and they definitely they're definitely having some restrictions on capacity. But I also think that people just aren't going out that much. At least that's what it seems like to me, because the place we went is definitely, they definitely had some of their stuff roped off so that people wouldn't use it, and I think they had some of the tables blocked off and whatever. But you had to walk in through the restaurant with your mask on, and theoretically, when you were interfacing with the wait staff, that you had to wear a mask. Although they didn't really enforce that, from what I could see. Of course, if you're consuming food or whatever, then yeah, you should actually, you can't have your mask on. And anyway, there's. It was nice to be out and be around other people and enjoy some some good company and just be somewhere that's not my house for a change. But at the same time, it's still kind of an odd experience, because a place like this, you'd expect it to be busier. You'd expect it to be you'd expect to at least see your wait staff. Of course, they're all having to wear masks. And so it was just a weird experience. And of course, I'm thinking, on one hand, it's like, well, maybe we can get rid of the masks at some point, and who knows if that's going to happen. I mean, but at the same time, I'm thinking, it's been 20 years since we've started taking our shoes off at the airport. We've been wondering when that's going to stop, and that hasn't stopped either. So let's just say I'm not hopeful. Now, I think the word on the street is that, at least around here, that they are going to start allowing more capacity in restaurants. Now, whether the restaurants are going to be able to open, that's, because of all the people that they've probably had to been laid off as a result of all of the COVID stuff. Will they be able to get people to actually fill those shifts? That's a whole different question. Just because the state says that you can open doesn't mean that you're going to have the staff to be able to support it. And my guess is there's probably still going to have to be some COVID protocols being followed or whatever. And there was definitely signs in the place that said, you should wear your mask and that kind of thing. As I say, I think it's not the same thing. I don't go to restaurants too much at home anyway, but, I just haven't been every once in a while, I guess, or probably will still do it, but it's going to be, I don't know. I'm also listening to a podcast with Dr. Drew, and he's interviewing Z-Dog, and they're talking about, they were discussing, some of the mask stuff or whatever. And I think the thing about, with the masks, and we can argue about the efficacy of masks, and there's articles on both sides of that, and I'm not going to get into it, but I think what we don't think about, and it's not discussed, is there are some other negative side effects of wearing masks. And I'm not even talking about the medical stuff. I'm talking about the psychological stuff, because when we see people who we usually see, all of them, right? We see their face, and we see their body and everything. And when we're interacting, there's a lot of nonverbal communication that comes from when you're looking at somebody. And I have my own issues processing a lot of that stuff, just being kind of on the autistic spectrum. It's even for me, it's weird, right? As I'm seeing people, I'm used to hearing people, and that can maybe not having that more now, just because of the you know, just because that's that we've had to do things. But I think, but there were, I know that, but yeah, there's something missing, right? It's like, okay, so, you know, what are the psychological impacts of that? And nobody's talking about it really, right? It's like, okay, so, you know, especially if you're a child, you know, a very young child, you know, and you're, and that's part of how, you know, seeing the face is something that, that children are supposed to see. And, you know, now, you know, you got kids wearing masks. And I'm, in fact, I ran by one of the local elementary schools here one day, and I actually got shooed off by somebody who was in the parking lot who says, you can't run here. It's like, well, I'm in, yes, I know school's in session, but like, I'm not around the kids. There's no kids around. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't debate with them, or I didn't want to get into a debate with them or anything. But I did happen to pass by one of the classrooms, and, you know, the kids were sitting, I don't know, you know, way more than 6 feet apart in masks. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just not healthy. Right. And actually, I think our local schools have actually, I think, opened up a little bit. And now you've got kids that, you know, I think they're like my daughter, who's in who's in high school, is going physically to school 2 days a week and doing 1 day a week in Zoom class, at least for the one high school class that she has. Her college classes are still, they're still remote as far as I know. But anyway, it's taken us a year, but we're finally getting into some sort of like, okay, the schools are kind of opening up again. I think I'm thinking, you know, so we've been in this, you know, this masked social distance thing for a year now. And, you know, what's the psychological impact of that? We're not talking about that. And I don't think that those impacts are positive. And I'm not sure that maybe there was some benefit to wearing masks. And again, we can debate that, but what's the negative impact of it? And was it worth it? And I'm not so sure, right? That to me, at least, we're not discussing all of the impacts of the different mitigations that we're taking. Then, you know, I don't think we're having an honest conversation. If we focus on one thing, yeah, you can say, okay, well, maybe it helps, but what about all the other impacts? And we're just not having those conversations. It's certainly not the mainstream media is not having those conversations, but we're all living with the results of that. And so of course, even bringing that up probably brings the risk that you might get canceled or something. And that itself is pretty scary. That we can't have an open and honest discussion about what are the negative impacts of the things that we're doing in the name of, name of safety from a virus. And, and again, and how dangerous that virus truly is or not, right? It's like, we can't really even expose the narrative, right? It's like, if you start talking about it, too loudly in the wrong places, then yeah, you can potentially, potentially cancelable. And yeah, I'm probably even just bringing it up here. I mean, I'm potentially it's potentially risky. And, anyway, but just some thoughts after having, been out in the world that's probably I won't say it's the longest I've had to wear a mask, because the longest I did that was when I took the car into the car dealer. But because I had to sit, in a place and wear a mask the entire time. But at least with this, I was able to do it. And I only had to put it on briefly as I as I walked to the bathroom or somewhere, or walked in and out of the restaurant. But beyond that, I didn't end up I didn't sit there the whole time. So anyway, it's just a few thoughts I had as we are, maybe returning to normal. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.